The so-called grand bargain, devised earlier this month by the Senate's top leadership, was like a chili recipe where the cooks keep swapping ingredients. The latest version would increase the income tax by 1.25 percentage points and further decrease government pensions. It would also fully fund Illinois government for the first time since 2015. Senate Republican leader Christine Rodogno says it's not soup yet, but they're staying in the kitchen.
That is by no means a statement that we are backing off this effort.
A variety of interests are marshaling against the plan, from big business to big labor. During his State of the State address Wednesday, Governor Bruce Rauner praised the effort, but did not say whether he supported any of the specifics. I'm Brian Mackey.